Hello everybody and welcome to this program, which is on the second Sunday of Easter. And my name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Indola. Today is also Divine Mercy Sunday. I will be speaking about it later on. And from our Gospel, which is from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31, and I quote just one verse from it, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me?" said Jesus to Thomas. "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." And we have something similar in the second reading, which is from the first letter of St. Peter. And it says, "Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, yet you believe in him." Believing without seeing, I suppose, is the theme of today. We have an expression that says, seeing is believing. It is a bit against what we are learning from the Gospel today. There is an answer to believing without seeing in the first reading today, which is from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. We see the early Christians here selling their properties and sharing the proceeds among the poor for the sake of their belief in the risen Lord. Now, we know that in the earlier times, just after the death of Christ, the apostles and many of the believers were scattered and didn't know what to do and were afraid because of what happened to Jesus. And then, of course, the resurrection experiences. And then, of course, the coming of the Holy Spirit. The whole presence of Jesus was believed in, even though without seeing him physically like you would with your eyes or touch him with your hands. Jesus was alive and risen from the dead. So they were even able to put all their trust in the Lord by selling all their property and bringing it to the apostles for to help those in need. There is a sign whereby people were convinced of the risen Lord without seeing him with their own eyes, yet they believed in his presence. So we've seen Thomas failing to believe in the risen Christ, unless he saw the five wounds. And when he did, he said, "My Lord and my God." We may think it was easy for the disciples to believe because they saw Jesus in person with their human eyes and witnessed to his miracles and wonderful sermons. In fact, they are not more advantaged than us, because they were struggling with what they saw until the Lord had risen. Being risen and glorified meant that now he was available to everyone who is open to him. And there again is the kernel. Be open. Look for Christ in every situation. But because we look at it through the eyes of faith in the risen Lord, we see great signs of Christ's presence. But the Lord has not left us alone. United in our prayer, we are convinced that he has laid his hand upon us, firmly reassuring us, "Do not be afraid. I have risen and I am with you still." And I continue with Pope's message. May Christ, who has already defeated death and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, dispel the darkness of our suffering humanity and lead us into the light of his glorious day, a day that knows no end. With these thoughts, I would wish you all a happy Easter. End of quote from Pope Francis. Thank you. This is also the Feast of the Divine Mercy. It's known as Divine Mercy Sunday. And it all is going back to the history and story of a famous saint of the 20th century, Saint Faustina, and a quick history of her life. She was born on August the 25th, 1905. Her name was Helena Kowalska, from Poland, the third of 10 children living on a small farm and her father's carpentry work. She was baptized Helena at St. Casimir's Church in her parish in 1912. At the age of 7, Helena hears a voice calling her to religious life. And in 1920, at the age of 15, Helena began domestic work to support her large family that she came from. In August 1925, Helena is accepted by the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy. In 1926, April the 30th, Helena receives the habit and her religious name becomes Maria Faustina. April the 16th, 1928, on Good Friday, she is engulfed by the flame of divine love. Sister Faustina makes her first profession of temporary vows. On February the 22nd, 1931, Sister Faustina sees a vision of Jesus who tells her to paint his image. On January the 2nd, 1934, Sister Faustina visits the artist Kazimierowski, who is to paint the image that she saw of Christ. September 1938, Sister Faustina prepares herself for death and she asks for pardon of the congregation. She makes her final confession October the 5th and she dies late in the evening. When Pope John Paul II canonized Saint Faustina, he also on the same day surprised the entire world by establishing Divine Mercy Sunday, the feast associated with the message, as a feast day for the entire church. The feast day falls on the second Sunday of the Easter season. For Saint Faustina, Jesus was mercy incarnate. And the Lord had given her a mission to proclaim this message of the divine mercy throughout the world, especially by the spread of the image of mercy and the celebration of the Feast of Mercy. Repeatedly, Pope John Paul II has written and spoken about the need for us to turn to the mercy of God as the answer to the specific problems of our times. He has placed a strong and significant focus on the Divine Mercy message and devotion throughout his pontificate that will carry the Church long after his death. Is not this message most appropriate this time during our greatest need? This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, wishing you a happy Easter, and may divine mercy of Jesus Christ himself enrich your souls. Amen.